coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your Monday couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, August the 29th, 2011.
And this is episode 25.
25, quarter of 100.
I know. It is like 5 times 5.
It is.
It is.
Nothing times 4.
Aww. Or nothing times 4.
But we have, I am very excited to tell you all we have a special guest.
Oh, yes, we
today.
Do. We do.
Ashley Clark is here. Hi, Ashley.
Hey, yay, I'm on a podcast.
What's going on, Ashley? What's going on?
Ashley Clark is a local Louisville food blogger who tells you how to eat well on the cheap. And she writes the food blog called Ashley Eats, which can be found at ashleyeats.com. That's with two E's in her first name.
Yes.
And she has a lot of interesting information on the website, and she has her favorite recipes. She had a poll about what a fried food to eat at the Kentucky Fair this year.
Yep.
She has a $10 challenge and tons of food news info. So welcome to the show, and we're happy to have you.
Well, thanks for having me. And speaking of the poll, the winner was fried derby pie.
Oh.
And it was actually really, really tasty.
Really?
So, I highly recommend next year at the fair. It's over now, but if y'all go, the fried derby pie, it's kind of like a donut hole, but filled with chocolate and nuts. It's really, really good.
Oh, wow.
That does sound really good.
That does sound good. Yeah, I saw a, article talking about fried butter, and I was wondering how that would work, but they take the butter and it's like a half a stick of butter, and they put it in a batter of like cinnamon and sugar, and then fry that so that it kind of melts.
Oh, so it's just cinnamon, sugar, and butter.
Yeah, but it's like super buttery. It's a half a stick of butter, Jay. I don't care how much it melts. It's still half a stick of butter.
That just wouldn't be good to the stomach. I mean, the fried derby pie kind of tasted like something. It wasn't too out of the ordinary. You know,
right.
It didn't feel like it was clogging my arteries too much.
Right.
You know, not as much as I think fried butter would.
Yeah. Mm. So this weekend, I didn't do a whole lot as usual. You know, I usually try to relax on my weekends, but I decided to do the good daughter thing and invite my mom out to lunch because that's something she really loves. She loves spending time with her daughter. So we went to Panera Bread, had a good talk, and now she wants us to go get our nails done and get massages.
Oh,
you know,
that's
you know
nice.
How she is. Yeah, she's.
Can I come?
No.
I want to get a massage.
You can get a massage,
like,
but you can't go
too.
With us.
Why not?
No, it's
your mom likes me
because it's a girl's day.
Oh, see, thank
see,
you.
That's been
so,
sexist.
That's what I'm saying.
It's been sexist.
That's not sexy.
No.
And then, as usual, played a ton of video games, but we'll talk more about the video games we've been playing.
And we went to IHOP on Saturday morning.
Dude, I still love IHOP, and it wasn't even that busy.
No, it wasn't. We got there right at around 9:30, and it normally is busy. And I tried their sausage and gravy biscuit, buttermilk biscuits. And the thing is, when I'm at IHOP, and I'm reading the menu, and I see buttermilk. I always think pancakes. So I ordered the biscuits and gravy, thinking I was going to get pancakes as well. And so they bring my biscuits and gravy out, and I'm like, where are my pancakes?
And they were like, it doesn't come with pancakes. And he had this look like, you are lying to me. You better bring me my pancakes.
No, I said, so I wasn't trying to be rude or anything, and I was not rude.
No, you aren't rude.
I was like, can you just bring me the menu just so that I know that I'm not crazy? You know, not saying that the waitress didn't know what she was talking about. I just want to make sure, I just wanted to have peace in my mind that I wasn't crazy.
Have you ever
had those moments where you're just kind
of
like, I need to go back and look and see if I saw that monkey really walking across the fence. Yeah.
A monkey walking across the fence?
You never had that?
No, I've never seen a monkey. I saw a possum walking across the fence, but not a monkey.
Yeah.
And then I took the dogs to the dog park, and I hadn't done it in a while. They were really, you could tell they had lots of energy to burn. So I was really glad to get them out. But I took them out at 8:30, and it got dark quick. No, I took them out at 8, and it was dark by 8:30 almost. Right. So we weren't able to be out there for as long as I would have normally liked. So
now we know Ashley. No, we know that Ashley is also a pet owner. So can you tell a little bit about your pet, Ashley, and also how your weekend was?
Oh, well, first about my pet. I have a mixed breed dog that I got from a rescue in Jessamine County, and his name is Roscoe. I say he's bad, but I think precocious is better. You know, he just likes to, you know, he likes his treats and his snacks and he likes his attention, you know. But he right now is actually at doggy daycare. Yes, aww. My dog goes to doggy daycare.
That's fine.
Which is a godsend if you have an overactive dog like mine. Because he just basically gets to run around and play with other dogs and, you know, kind of work on his commands, like sit and stay and stuff like that.
Right.
And if anybody is looking, you know, for a dog daycare, I mean, it kind of sounds like a crazy dog lady idea, but it really is great. Just even for a few hours,
that's
if you
a
have
great idea. We
a mainly indoor
too.
Dog.
Right. So do you use like PetSmart or do you go to a local place down here in Louisville?
I go to a local place. Yeah, I go to a local place. It's on Melwood Avenue. It's called the Paw Zone.
Okay.
And they're super awesome. And they really take care of my dog. And they call him the Arf Man because you can hear him all the way from the back. Like, I can hear him when I'm pulling up outside, you know, because he has this loud, like, arf, arf kind of bark.
Right.
And nobody else sounds like him.
That is
so
awesome.
Yeah, so I'm the Arc Man's mom.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I've actually seen the Paw Zone. We actually go by there.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that's
oh,
the...
Oh, yeah. Okay, I do remember seeing that. Okay.
So,
well, that's cool. That's cool. So, and...
Yeah, it's right across from a Moby Dick, so you can drop your dog off, go get a fish sandwich, and then, like, carry on with your day.
See, I like the way you think, Ashley. I like the way you think. So, for those that don't, now, Moby Dick, I'm assuming is a local, right? Local chain?
I
think everything's a local chain if
I don't
see it somewhere
local.
Else. Well, it's a fish place.
It's a fish place, but I don't think it's local.
Man, I tell you, man, that filet that they put on that light bread is like huge. It's like, you can share that with two people. I love Moby Dick's.
I love Moby Dick, too. And, you know, I featured them on my blog once,
yep.
And I tried to kind of, like, dig around and find out, is it local or what? But it seems like there's a lot of them here in Louisville, but they don't seem to be anywhere else.
Right.
So if anybody knows anything about, like, the origins of Moby Dick, I mean, let us know, because it's fabulous. And I'd love to, you know, talk to the owners and give my kudos to them.
And it's funny when you say you did some digging around. I thought you said you did some dicking around.
around.
I was like, I saw what you did there.
well, I'm looking and their website is down, so I can't really.
Yeah, it's a local place now.
I think so.
So Ashley, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know Renee gave you a great introduction as far as your blog and,
she did. I didn't know I had done all that stuff. She makes me sound fabulous. I just want her to walk in front of me and introduce me to people.
I'll be your personal announcer.
I heard you sniffing over a little bit while she was reading it, you know.
That sounds awesome.
Well, let's see. A little bit about me. I'm born and raised in Louisville. I ventured out to go to college. I went to Western Kentucky University. Go Hilltoppers. And I worked for... and then moved to Central Kentucky and worked for the Lexington Herald Leader, the newspaper down there, and then moved back home about a year and a half ago. And now I am freelance writing and blogging about food and getting ready to get married. So
yeah,
that's
got
awesome.
A lot going
congratulations.
On.
Yeah,
well, congratulations. We definitely had to get
Thank
you on the
you.
Show before it got way too busy for you.
Yeah, because it's about to get crazy soon, I bet. And
no, go ahead. No,
yeah,
I think
5 weeks to go.
You're going down the path I'm getting ready to go down.
Yeah, and I am so amazed because you are crafting all of this wedding stuff yourself and being an artsy craftsy, and I'm like, I could never do that, and it's awesome.
Well, thank you. I just really enjoy kind of like working with my hands, whether it's cooking or kind of crafting and things like that. And I've basically been crafting stuff for the wedding ever since we got engaged, which was now almost 9 months ago.
Right.
And it's not like I sit down and like spend an entire day making things. It's kind of like, oh, I'm watching Silence of the Lambs. I'll sew some little buttons and flowers, or, oh, I'm doing, you know, it's kind of like, I just kind of like to watch TV and work with my hands. And then the next thing I know, I'm like surrounded by piles of these flowers I've made out of ribbons and all kinds of stuff. So, I mean, it's, if you're a DIY type of person, it's the way to go. But if you're not crafty, don't stress yourself out. It's worth the money to pay somebody.
Yeah. Right.
Agreed.
So with that, we are going to go to tech.
Technology.
Last week in tech.
Last week in tech. So, let's see. One of the apps that Jay told me about, I don't know where he found out about it, but it's an iPhone app, and it's the DragonCon app. For those of you all who don't know, DragonCon is a con that's going to be going on in Atlanta this coming weekend. And Jay and I will be there.
Yeah.
And it starts on Friday, goes till Monday.
Or Monday. Labor Day weekend. Monday.
And at this con, they have panels and speakers, and they have all different topics from anime to science to space to MMORPGs. And the app actually has all the events when they happen, and you can even add the event to your calendar.
Right. And I really like this because
yeah,
it is
awesome.
And it's like we can go through and pick our tracks and everything that we want to go see. Like if we want to go see, you know, the Star Trek trivia stuff, or if we want to go see the Dungeons and Dragons stuff, you know, you can go through there and you can, you know, set it up. And then even if you pick like two in the same hour, it'll tell you, hey, you already picked one for this hour, but we'll let you know. You know, so it gives you, you know, a kind of a layout, because they have five hotels where they have this at down in downtown Atlanta. So it is huge.
Oh, wow.
And this is year 25 for them. So it's a big deal. And they have their parade on at 10:30.
Yeah.
On Saturday morning.
Yeah. And the costumes, actually, like people spend like up to a year on these costumes.
Yeah.
And they're like so elaborate and awesome. They're like costumes from TV shows, video games, movies. It's just awesome.
Right. So have you heard anything about DragonCon?
See,
before?
This sounds like something I could really get into.
You would probably,
you know,
like it. You should just search for DragonCon costumes, and you'll see all this stuff that goes on. It's,
yeah,
it's
like
crazy.
1 year, LeVar Burton was down there. William Shatner's gonna be down there this year. Brent Spinner, who played Data.
What?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's gonna be down there. There's just a lot of people. I mean, like authors of,
yeah,
you know, sci-fi books and.
Yeah, I think Adam from MythBusters is gonna be down there. I think too.
Right.
So like a lot of people. Like it's a huge thing.
Yeah. So, you can find out more information. I think the website is dragoncon.com, I believe. We're looking forward to going down there.
I just kind of clicked on it, and it's dragoncon.org, and apparently it's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we're looking forward to it. This is our first year going down there, and I'm hoping that it won't be overwhelming for us, but I think we'll do fine. While we're down there, we're actually going to a restaurant, called Dough at the View. And basically, you may have seen them on CNN. They got, spotlighted in CNN probably like a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
They're open Thursday through Sunday and Thursday through Saturday. And their big thing is that their menus are on iPads. And yeah, so it's kind of a, where they have tech music, and you know, and they do like these type of pieces on what kind of bread is that, babe?
Oh, flatbread.
Yeah, they do like flatbread pieces and stuff like that. And it's and we made reservations for Thursday night. So
yeah, and you actually order everything on the iPad itself. Like, you just put in your order and then bring it out to you, which is, it's going to be interesting. I can't wait to see how it works.
So, yeah, we
talked about definitely document that and report back on the blog.
Oh, yeah,
definitely. And the podcast. I'd like to hear about it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And then there's another app that we heard about on one of our favorite podcasts called App Slappy. This iPhone app is called SideReel.
Right.
And it's actually an app to help you watch TV. Do you watch a lot of shows, Ashley?
Well, we have recently cut back on the cable, but adopted Netflix its place. I watch a lot of TV, but it's kind of like very focused, you know, it's Netflix mostly, so.
Okay. Right. So
but I do enjoy a good, yeah.
Okay, so what a SideReel does, it actually helps you keep your place in which episode you watch. You can track shows. It'll give you a calendar to show you what's coming on that week or that day. And it even has an iPhone app to go along with it. And there's like a web part and an iPhone part. And it's really nice. And cause we watch so many shows and sometimes we like watch a show, but we don't come back to it for, you know, a couple months. So it's nice to remember where we left off.
Right. Totally. And like one of the things that we do, like sometimes because we were watching, not Pushing Daisies, but Dead Like Me. And when we came back, it had been a couple of months and we couldn't remember exactly where we were. So with this app, it'll keep us, kind of keep us in line because Dead Like Me is actually on Netflix. And we do a lot of Netflix as well. And so, well, I'm looking forward to see how, this app will help us, you know, keep our dog's barking. keep our TV watching in check. So, not sure if you all know, which I'm pretty sure everybody did. Steve Jobs has resigned as CEO of Apple. Someone said that when he was texting that he was resigning, he meant to say he reigns. You know, he's like, I reign. And people were like, he meant to say I reign instead of I resign.
Yeah.
But he did resign as CEO of Apple, but he is remaining on the chair. I'm chairman of the board, if I'm correct.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw some pictures of him and he didn't look so great, but I don't know if they were recent or what. So, I mean, it's kind of sad for some people because he was the catalyst he turned the company around.
Right.
You know?
Right. And I think one of the things is that a lot of people wondered why, you know, how is Apple going to do, you know, now with Steve stepping down and stuff. He's still on the chair, but I think if Steve has been grooming someone to take his place. So I don't think if Apple is smart, they're not the kind of company, or Steve wouldn't leave the company in a part where it all is on him and everything. So I think that he has groomed the people to, you know, so they can go on without him. So I think everybody that's out there fretting about it, just don't fret. It'll be okay. And
I think a lot of people probably kind of the generation X and Y, like, it kind of shook us a little bit because he really is the face of Apple, and Apple is everywhere, you know?
Exactly.
And it's just weird to even think that somebody would step in his place.
Right. And I think back to the time, even when Bill Gates stepped down, you know, I know a lot of people don't, you know, I remember when he stepped down a little bit, but Bill, he was kind of taking himself away gradually. You saw less and less of him. But with Steve, it was kind of all of a sudden. And, you know, he was sick. I think if he wasn't sick or anything like that, and with the liver transplant that he had, you know, the life expectancy, if I'm thinking correctly, someone said it's like 2 years after having a transplant. And so, I don't know what else to say about that.
Yeah, so that's That's Steve, but I think Apple will do fine.
Right.
I mean, people still love the Apple name, so I think they'll be fine.
Right, right. And the
Sprint, yeah, it's not going anywhere.
Yeah,
they're not going anywhere. I mean, they have a good foothold in the mobile and computer places, so I think they'll totally do fine. Totally do fine. Sprint has two new BlackBerries that, because at work I get to see some of these devices and I actually use them and have them. They have the new Bold and the new Torch. Both of these are touchscreen type phones. The Bold has the BlackBerry traditional keyboard at the bottom, but you can also use the screen to touch and swipe and go to different pages, and you can point and touch on the screen. It's really, really neat. That's the one that I'm using, and the Torch is a full-blown screen, touch screen, and my boss has that one. He really is enjoying it a lot. So, and they're extremely fast, and they are running BlackBerry 7.0, which I'm kind of talking French for some people.
Yeah,
but
me, what pretty much
what it brings? It brings the ability for someone that has a BlackBerry. If you go out and buy a BlackBerry and you come work for a company that will allow you to have your BlackBerry on their system, it will allow you to have your personal information separate from the company information. Because right now with BlackBerry, if you had one with a company, basically your BlackBerry goes onto the company system as if it's their own BlackBerry. And so they can wipe your device if you leave. You know, they go out and they'll wipe your device because you left the company. So all your information is wiped, you know. But with the new, 7.0, it gives you the option to have this, all this information here is corporate. All this information here with my NBA scores, NFL scores, recipes and whatever are personal. So if you leave the company, they just wipe the corporate part. They don't wipe the other side.
Well, that's pretty cool.
So yeah, so they've come a long way, you know. They were the big dog in the mobile, in the corporate mobile, but I mean, they're losing a little foothold with, Windows Mobile. I'm actually going to say that because when Mango comes out, it's going to be a competitor.
What's Mango?
Mango is a new release of, the OS for the Windows 7 phone.
Oh, okay.
It brings some more security features, more APIs for developers and everything like that. So it's actually going to, I mean, they're on par where Apple was when Apple came out with the iPhone. So they're 9 months out, from when they released the Windows 7 phone. So they'll be able to, they're kind of on par with where Apple was. So they're growing and they're happy with where they are. So I'm going to see where they are, Windows Mobile, Android, BlackBerry. I mean, like we said on last show, I mean, I enjoy the competition that's out there.
Yeah, it makes it better.
Yep. What kind of phone you have, Ashley?
I agree.
You have an Android, don't you?
I have an Android.
Yeah.
I just got an HTC Inspire not too long ago.
Nice.
So I've had a BlackBerry. I've had a BlackBerry Bold, an iPhone, and now the Inspire. So okay. I've kind of been around the block.
with the
smartphones.
Yeah, so the Inspire is a really good phone. We have those there at the shop too, so I really enjoy it. So this week we did cancel our Netflix DVD, but we're keeping streaming.
We're kind of sad a little bit.
Yeah, and when we canceled it, they told us that we have, because we paid for a month, we have until the 14th, so we'll still be getting DVDs until the 14th. So we're going to consume as much DVDs as we can and,
try at least.
Yeah. So
what's next in your DVD queue?
Oh, I put,
what is next?
It was one that you haven't seen. The one with
Terminal.
The Terminal. Yeah. Yeah. Renee hasn't seen that one, but I've seen it and it's a good feel good movie. So
yeah. We just watched 9. Do you remember when that came out? I think it was a year
ago.
You know,
I have 8.5 on my InstaQ right now.
8.5. Well, we did 9. No. So, nice. The movie 9 was pretty good. And then, so we'll be getting that last movie soon. It's kind of sad.
And with that, let's get on into media.
Media.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't watch any new TV, but...
We didn't watch any new TV? What are you talking about?
We didn't watch any new TV.
We watched Hawthorne?
That's not new. Did we already talk about Hawthorne?
We talked about it, but we didn't talk about that crappy season finale.
No, okay. Well, we can talk about that. So, do you watch Hawthorne?
Go ahead.
Have you ever seen Hawthorne, Ashley?
I have not. I think the reason why I didn't want to watch it was because of the capital RN in Hawthorne on all the like promotional materials. Yeah. Right. And for some reason that just irked me. I was like, okay, I get it. She's a nurse. We don't need to capitalize. Awesome. But that's just because I'm a nerd. So yeah.
So it's in its third season. It just had its last show of the season. And
it was horrible. The finale was horrible. It was just horrible.
They promised.
Go ahead. No, I'm just griping.
They promised all this drama and all this stuff was going to happen. It happened in the last literally 2 minutes of the show. Everything else was so dumb.
The last 2 minutes of the show, Ashley. I mean, they hyped it up.
Everything else was like you were just waiting for something to happen, and then finally it happened in the last 2 minutes. But it wasn't even.
It wasn't even worth it.
No, see, no. And the thing was, Ashley. We were up late. We watched the episode before the last one, and it was like 12:31. We finished like at 1:15 in the morning, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, the finale!" And they had it all hyped up and everything. I was like, "Babe, we gotta watch it. We can't sleep until we see the finale." And so we started, and it's like it's going commercial, and I'm looking at the time. I'm like. They got like 20 minutes left. Something better need to pop off or something. And then it goes for another 10, 15 minutes. And then another commercial, it comes back. And I'm like, really? There's 5 minutes left and you haven't shown me what the whole hype is? And then it was, oh, and I'm sorry. And you know what? And well, that's what? Not, it's not really a spoiler, I don't guess, but I just know.
Well, as long as it's not a spoiler.
Well, I mean, it's a spoiler, I guess, because we just told them nothing happens in the last 5 minutes. So, if you're going to watch Hawthorne, just fast forward through all the crap and just go to the last 5 minutes of the show. That's all you need to do.
That's all I need to do. So, watch Hawthorne and we played a lot of World of Warcraft. I didn't know if you knew that we actually met on World of Warcraft, Ashley. Did you know that?
I think we, somehow I knew that. Yep. Maybe by osmosis. I'm not sure, but I did know.
Yep. So we played a ton of that and we have fun. We actually played, like since I hit 85 on my priest, which is the highest, level you can do right now. I've been running a lot of dungeons with Jay and it's fun because we play with each other, you know, and
right.
it just wouldn't be as fun if he didn't play the game with me.
Yeah. So you know. And, Renee's been playing a little bit of the Age of, Empires online.
I know. So, Age of Empires is like a real-time strategy where you have to gather, resources and, you know, fight enemies. And they recently took the game on online. It's actually free to play. So, it's actually pretty fun. And you can buy, the extra stuff and that's how they make their money.
Right.
And, so I think I'll be playing more. I didn't get to play a whole lot because
right.
Other things, right. But, do you, oh, and I also cracked open Uncharted 2, which yeah. I got in through Glide and I like it so far. So, I look forward to saying more about it, but I'm only in chapter 3. So. But it's classic Uncharted. It's like Indiana Jones type video games. So, do you play any kind of games, Ashley, on your phone or on the internet, yeah, or anything
like that?
Well, the kind of games I play, like, I'm not good at adventure games because I get too anxious.
Right.
like I remember being 8 years old and getting nervous watching my friends play Super Mario Brothers. So, like, I just don't do well because I'm like, oh my God, you're going to die. And to me, it's like the end of the world, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm really into, like, the Wii, the Just Dance, because I can like dance really, you know, however I want to in my living room and not have to, I can embarrass myself in private, basically. Right. Yeah. So I'm really into that. Like anything where you can dance and move on the Wii, I love those things.
I've
kind of given up Angry Birds for a little bit because it was making me too angry. So that's maybe I'll get back to that soon.
Well, you know why Angry Birds is making you angry? Because it has that bad physics. You're like, physics is supposed to be like this, but Angry Birds has its own type of physics.
It does. I heard the physics.
It's its own universe.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, that bird shouldn't have done that. But they're like, yeah, it should have. Well, that's cool. So you said Just Dance is pretty good?
Oh, I love Just Dance because, basically you're just copying the routine that's on the screen. But I promise, after about 10 minutes, I'm like drenched in sweat, throwing back water, you know, but it's a lot of fun, especially if you like to dance, but you're not a very good dancer like me. And so you can do it by yourself.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
That sounds like something I should play, babe.
Yeah. I actually heard it was good. I'm really interested in it, actually. But we don't have a Wii.
But your mom does.
My mom does.
That'd
have
be
a
perfect,
Wii.
Perfect girl time.
No, I don't want to have girl time. I'm sweating and all that.
You and your mom can like play games together, babe.
Uh-huh. Okay. No, I don't think I'll do that. Because that's a little embarrassing too.
So we watched a couple of movies this week from Netflix. We did get to see Never Let Me Go. That was a movie that we saw that was previewed while we were, it was on previews while we were watching Black Swan. And that show was interesting.
Yeah, it actually stars Keira Knightley.
Mm-hmm.
And it's.
Who's Keira Knightley?
Keira Knightley was, I can't freaking remember.
She was the chicken of Pirates of the Caribbean,
yeah.
Okay, so you drop names. You have to give me who they are.
I told you that already, but I totally forgot myself.
I'm helping out the listeners, though.
you're being awesome. So it was. I don't want to give too much of the plot away, but it kind of had like a futuristic kind of setting.
But it wasn't in the future. It was actually.
Yeah, but it wasn't a future, which is crazy. It had it's more of an alternate reality.
Right. Have you seen Never Let Me Go, Ashley?
No, is it like a horror movie or drama or?
It's like a drama.
Slash romance a little bit, but it's not like sappy romance.
Right.
It's kind of deep. There's a lot of feelings, a lot of crying.
Yeah.
So
we were sad after it.
Yeah, the ending was sad. I mean, I don't know, that's probably a spoiler, but.
It would have been sad either way it went.
That's true.
I mean, most of the movies now are going with the not typical ending and stuff like that. Yeah.
And then we watched a movie called Nine, like the number nine. So Nine was a much hyped movie. It's post-apocalyptic world, which post-apocalyptic. Cool. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Post-apocalyptic world. And it was pretty good. It's like a little sack boy running around.
Yeah, I was totally thinking about that. I was like, that's like, what's the name of that game? I have it. Little Big Planet.
And it's like this little sack boy and they have human emotions and all this stuff and they're trying to defeat, this beast and, it wasn't bad.
No, it wasn't great, bad at all.
But it wasn't bad.
Yeah. And, it totally, you know, I didn't know it was based off a short. And it was funny because while we were watching it, you and I both were thinking the same thing. Was like, man, this seems like a short film. You know, it could be an awesome short film. And then when it came back, it was like, see the short film that inspired Nine. I was like, really?
Well, see?
So have you seen Nine, Ashley?
I have not, but, like I mentioned earlier, I have a movie called 8.5 in my Netflix queue. So I haven't quite worked my way up that second, you know, that other half. So maybe after 8.5, I'll watch 9.
Yeah.
Well, I might have to add it to the list of movies I want to watch.
So what have you been consuming on the media, this past week, Ashley?
Well, with Netflix, like I've kind of started watching classic movies that I've heard good things about, but never seen. And so I've kind of been working my way through the decades. I started in the 50s with Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. then Funny Girl, then Paper Moon, and most recently I watched Burning Bed, which was really good. It was a made-for-TV movie starring Farrah Fawcett from the 80s. And apparently it helped, like, bring domestic violence to the forefront because, you know, Farrah Fawcett's getting abused by her husband and she just gets sick of it and pours gasoline around his bed and burns the bed. And that's not a spoiler because it happens in the first 5 minutes.
Oh,
so.
Wow. You said it's called what?
Burning Bed.
Burning Bed.
Yeah. Oh, Ashley.
Yeah, I mean, it is really good. And I watched it, and I'd only known Farrah Fawcett for, like, Charlie's Angels, you know. But she was a really good dramatic actress because she's, like, getting thrown around and hit and crying. And it's a really good movie, but, it's kind of emotionally draining a little bit, you know. And so, obviously, what would one follow that up with? Silence of the Lambs, which is what I watched last night.
Oh,
and not a good idea to watch Silence of the Lambs by yourself at night.
Oh, no.
It still freaks me out after all these years.
Yeah. Isn't that the one where you was like, when we're talking about candy or something like that?
No, that's Candyman.
No, where we're talking about the mom or that was feeding cyanide to the kid?
Oh, no. That was Flowers in the Attic.
Oh, that's right. I just bought it for everybody.
Yeah, you just ruined a book.
Well, you know what?
The book is like over 20 years old. No, over like 30 years old, that book is. So
sure. you saying it was Farrah Fawcett burning the dude in the bed, even though it was at the end? That movie's old enough you can't.
No, it was at the beginning.
Well, I'm just saying, if it was at the end. Oh. I mean, that movie's old enough where it's not. It is free of the spoiler rule.
I actually expect older stuff to get spoiled.
So right.
That's so bad.
So, one of the other things.
Definitely still worth the watch. Okay. I mean, it's really, really good.
Yeah. So we definitely have to check that one out. One of the things that we have been watching, actually, if you haven't seen yet, is Parking Wars. It's on Netflix streaming.
Oh, my mom loves that show.
Oh my gosh. It's on Netflix streaming as well. That is so hilarious, and they crack me up.
Like, people really get mad because they're parking in a no parking zone, and they get mad when their car gets towed. I'm like, how are you going to get mad at them when you're not following the rules? It's just crazy.
And the people that do the editing and stuff like that, with some of the music they play and the title they give each segment is so hilarious.
Yeah. I think the editing makes that show. And so we're almost done with season one.
Right.
And so we saw season two and three.
You should check it out, Ashley. It's good. It's a good laugh.
You know, it's just, I have watched it with my mom. I mean, she's really into like Parking Wars or Airline, which was that show that followed like Southwest Airlines.
Oh, yeah, I remember
she really
that.
Just loves to watch people being agitated, you know, in like everyday life situations.
Right. Yeah.
That's true. I think it makes me feel better by saying at least I'm not that much of an asshole. So
Exactly. That's how I feel, you know, watching it too. It's like, well, I've never acted like that when I got a ticket, so I'm not half bad.
Yeah. So with that, we're going to move on to the great section of this show.
Yay!
The fridge is not prepared!
Oh, man. This is the topic that everybody likes to talk about.
Because everybody has to do it. And our music for this segment, it is String Quintet in E Major, Op. 13, Minuet by London Philharmonic Orchestra and David Perry.
Nice. So we are now talking about.
It's very classy.
It is. I know. And we're going to be talking about some good old food. I mean, come on. This is what it's about right here.
So we had a living social coupon a few weeks ago for Queenie's.
Now, do you do living social, Ashley?
I do living social. I do try it local. I do Groupon. Yes.
Whoa,
big fan.
Try it local. What's that?
Oh. That's something new we haven't heard of. What is that?
Basically, it is a local version of Groupon. Like, it's all local businesses, but they offer kind of like, you know, it works the same way. It's like, here's a deal that only lasts for a day, but it's only local businesses. And yeah, just go to tryitlocal.com.
Huh. Okay, yeah, we'll have to try that because, yeah, we love those things. Let's see, so Queenie's had a deal. You could get $20 worth of food for $10, and I'm all over that.
Right.
So we bought it, and we just went, and so most soul food places around here, you go in, they're small kind of joints. You talk to
the person like, behind the glass
and through like a mic.
Can you talk into the microphone, please?
And everything's covered in grease, right? So we walked into Queenie's, and it was a different experience. It was like it's like a sit-down restaurant.
Right.
And, you know, they have a server, and they have flat screen TVs on the wall, and
right.
And the tables are nice, and the chairs are nice, and I really like their food. I didn't think it was that greasy. I had the salmon croquettes, and they were a little salty, but right. They weren't bad.
And I had the fried chicken, and I also had some angel eggs.
Yeah, because people call them angel eggs. I think actually because they don't want to say deviled eggs. Because I don't know.
They call them angel legs?
Angel
legs. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah. I thought that was different. I was like, I guess they don't want to call them deviled eggs. But it was pretty good. I enjoyed it. Have you ever been there?
Yeah, have you been there?
I have not been there. But it sounds like a place I need to go. Because yeah. That sounds like I've never seen salmon croquettes on a menu other than at my mom's house. So right. I got to go to a place that has that.
Yeah, and they were good. One of the things that I was telling Renee was the only thing that were different from those than what my grandmother cooked were they were not as firm as what my grandmother normally cooks. And so it didn't have that firmness that I was used to. And I don't know, you know, even though we brought one home and heated up later in the night, it was still kind of
crumbly.
It wasn't chicken patty-ish, I guess. See, yeah. that's the way I'm used to yeah. having salmon croquettes.
Yeah, so maybe it was the chef
was it Ashley?
Yeah, that's kind of how my mom would fix them. Kind of thick, almost like a burger in terms of comparing consistency. Yeah, almost like a burger, right. Like a patty. Yeah.
Right, right, exactly. And this one, it was more like, I mean, it wasn't bad. Don't get me wrong, it wasn't bad. I totally could have had one of those on some light bread with some ketchup.
So ghetto.
I'm just saying, you know, I mean, I could totally have it like that. But oh. It just wasn't, you know, as firm as, you know, what I'm used to. But, I mean, yeah, it was good. It was still good.
Jay likes it firm. But... but their sweet tea was super sweet, and I took a drink. I was like, yeah, because a lot of places they have sweet tea, but it's not like sweet tea like we know it. So
right. And just to kind of give you a heads up, even though it's a sit down restaurant and everything, our server, I mean, she was
she was okay.
She was passive, I guess.
She wasn't all up on it.
Do you want something else to drink? You know, I mean, no. Well, it wasn't.
And then, like, she was sitting up front when we didn't need anything. I had to go find her.
Right.
Bug flew in my sauce.
But we did get there at 4:30, and we were like one or two couples there. So, but, you know, you kind of would think, but she was also running the cash register, but there was nobody up there. And, it didn't help that I saw the hair magazine up there, so I guess she's trying to figure out what she's going to do for hair.
I didn't know.
Well, I love the description of her being passive. That's probably the best. Like, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right. It was kind of like, you know, if you, you know where I'm at if you need something.
Yeah. It was kind of like that. Yeah.
I don't mind getting it for you, but, you know, if you want it, you know.
You got to ask me. I'm not going to ask you. You know, so.
It was good. Yeah. I can see us going back whenever I want some fried chicken. Don't want to go to Golden Corral. So
I didn't see the lunch because I know you couldn't do the ten dollar challenge for dinner because the dinners were like 10 and up.
She could do it for lunch.
Really?
The dinners were like 10 and up, but they give you a lot of food.
You get a lot of food, like with the I got the fried chicken, so I got the two white pieces, and you get two sides, and so you get.
Insides are pretty big.
Right. So, but with the lunch, I think you get the chicken and one side for like $6.99 or something like that.
Okay, I could. That sounds doable.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's actually, you know, I'm telling you, we were really shocked when we pulled up. Yeah. So
there's Queenie's. And then, I actually made this about a week and a half ago, but we forgot to talk about it last week. Tater tot casserole. And I have to admit, I had never heard of tater tot casserole. And Jay was like, yeah, I know tater tot casserole.
I had that in Nebraska.
And, it's just meat and potatoes, pretty much. Right. And I can see why it'd be good in Nebraska, because they are the land of meat and potatoes. But it was pretty easy. You just brown ground beef, this cream of mushroom soup, and you bake the tater tots on top. And it's definitely not the healthiest of meals, but it's really quick and easy. I can see why like they make it for like kids and stuff like that. And
yeah, because I like it. I like it.
Shut up. it's good for a quick meal when you don't really feel like slaving away with a whole bunch of ingredients.
Right.
I put the recipe on the show notes for people who want to see. And
Try it.
Oh, yeah, try it.
Yeah.
And let's see.
It looks really good.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. And yeah, it tasted good. It tasted like good old comfort type food, you know? Like I know this is bad for me, but I'm going to eat it and it's going to taste great.
Well, it really wasn't like bad, but it's like having a hamburger and tater tots.
That's bad for you too, Jay. you can't convince me that's good for me. Even though it tastes awesome and I'll eat them all the time.
Right, and you tried this Cugino's?
Yeah, it's a dry soup mix, and I like easy, because I'd rather spend less time cooking and more time, you know, doing stuff that, I don't know. I like to cook, but I don't like spend a lot of time doing it. So
you asked me which kind I want, and we picked the minestrone soup.
Minestrone?
Yep, minestrone soup. That's why I love you, because I say it all wrong. Even when we go to... And I'll tell you now, if we go to Olive Garden or whatever and they ask what kind of soup I'll say minestrone soup.
Minestrone.
And then you're going to say minestrone? I'm like, yes, minestrone soup. Shut up.
So it was pretty good. It's super easy. You just brown a pound of ground beef and then you mix, let's see, there was the seasoning packets and... you just mix everything with 6 cups of water and let that simmer for 25 minutes and you have soup. And, it was really good, actually.
Oh gosh, it was really good.
I wish we would have added a little more water up front. No.
Well, yeah.
It needed more water.
Up front, yes. Okay.
So, but I like fast and easy.
Yeah. Yep.
So, maybe it's the soup.
You cooked an awesome meal on Saturday?
Yes, it was the best thing I've made in a long time.
It was salsa chicken.
All right. Now, tater tot casserole was easy. This was super easy. I took four skinless, boneless chicken breasts. I put taco seasoning all over it. Pour salsa on top. Bake for 35 minutes. Top that with cheese. Melt the cheese. Bam, you got dinner. And it was so easy.
Good.
It
oh my so God. Good. It was so good, actually. We had Mexican rice with it. And
that sounds really good.
And Chi-Chi's corn
cake. And Chi-Chi corn cake.
Because I love Chi-Chi's corn cake with everything. And so it was super, 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 super good. So what things do you cook?
I cook a little bit of everything. I consider myself more of a cook than a baker, you know, because baking is a science and cooking is more of an art. You know, you can kind of play around with stuff more with cooking. But tonight after the podcast, I am going to be cooking some pork chops and potatoes with broccoli and cheese on top. So that's on tonight's menu.
Nice.
I love baked potatoes. Love them. They're so simple. They're like
little
jackets.
The first time I ever lived by myself, I discovered like how much you can use a potato for everything.
Right.
But that was also the time that I gained like about 15 pounds because I was eating potatoes every day. So,
I can see that because what I do, I don't know when I started this. I take a baked potato and I cover the outside with salt and margarine. And I bake it for 6 minutes, turn it over, bake it for another 7 minutes in the microwave. And then I open it up and I lay it flat, like on the plate, and I add in cheese and bacon bits and all this stuff, and I smash it up and I melt the cheese on it, and it's like as big as the plate, and it's awesome. So freaking good. And it's awesome. Like a meal in itself.
It is.
So y'all can continue talking.
Well, actually, I want to bring up actually, I know you know about this. You have to, but next weekend I believe is when Smashburgers opens up. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I have heard about this alleged new burger place.
Right.
We actually know a few people who have that in their hometown, and they love it.
Right, they're like, it's awesome. It's
really? Cool.
Yeah. So I'm curious to see. We actually saw when we came back from IHOP, back home. We saw it there on Hurstbourne and Shelbyville Road. We saw it there, and I'm worried about their parking lot. I'm really worried about the parking lot. If it's so hyped up the way it's supposed to be, I'm worried they're not going to have any parking. Because I know how Five Guys was.
See, I'm kind of like an old lady. Like, I will wait until the crowds have died down and go, like, on a weekday afternoon so I can just kind of enjoy a burger in peace,
right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah, and I think that's what we might do. Because going in the opening on, like, a Saturday evening, you're going to get, like, it's going to be crazy.
Right.
So you all can talk more about what Ashley has made this past week or so, and I'm going to go heat up that chili.
Okay, all right. So Renee's going to go heat up Kim's white bean chicken chili that she gave us. So we're actually doing that to try this today. So as far as anything else, did you fix anything else this past weekend that you'd like to tell us all about?
Well, actually, I submitted two things for the Kentucky State Fair this week.
Really?
This week for the culinary competition. I lost, but it was kind of fun to submit something.
Right. So what did you make?
I made I entered in two categories. One was your favorite oatmeal cookie. So I submitted these cookies that, like, I can't decide on a name for them. I've called them granoatmeal raisin cookies or like oatmeal trail mix cookies. I don't know, but basically it's like it's a basic oatmeal cookie, but I add in nuts and mixed, mixed dried fruit. So you get some dried cherries, some dried strawberries and blueberries, cranberries. And so it's almost kind of like trail mix, you know, but in cookie form. I submitted that.
Okay.
And then I submitted in the muffin category these Nutella banana bread muffins that I've blogged about it before, but I tweaked the recipe, added a couple of secret ingredients, and submitted that, and that's actually one of my favorite, like, just it's because it's Nutella and banana bread combined, and those are two of my favorite things in the world anyway, and so to find a recipe that encompasses both of those, it was awesome. And then, you know, and so I kind of tweaked it and tried to put my own touches on it. And even though I didn't win, like, it was still cool because they have all the entrants on display at the fair. So I got to see, you know, my cookies, you know, in a counter and my muffins, you know, in this glass case. And that was pretty cool.
That's cool.
So I think I'm going to submit something else next year. I think I'm going to keep doing it until I win.
That's cool. So, I know, we tried Nutella here on the podcast. I'm going to try this. And, man, that stuff is so sweet, you know? and plus,
well, see, you have to pair it, like, you either have to eat it, like, a little bit at a time or pair it with something salty. Cause I like to dip pretzels in it.
Really?
Cause you got that sweet and salty combo that balances. It balances it out. It's really, really good.
Okay. So that may be something that we'll have to try then, because that was one of the things that really kind of got us a little bit, was that it was so sweet. I never thought that dipping pretzels in there, because a lot of people that we talked to, they're like, man, we just put tons of it on toast and this is the best thing ever. And I was like, man, how do you have teeth? You know?
Yeah.
But
I love Nutella, but I don't like it on toast because it's just too much. You know, it's because it is a really, really strong spread. But if you balance it, like, because with my muffin recipe, you kind of put it in the middle. So it's almost like an icing.
Okay.
But you still have this, like, whole banana bread muffin with it. And but it's definitely good with pretzels because, like I said, it balances the sweetness of it with the saltiness. And I mean, me and my fiance will just like dig into a jar with some pretzels. Okay. It's kind of sad, really, how much we can eat it at one time.
I may have to go because at the World Market, I believe you can get the sample packs. That's not like a big pack or anything. So I may go get another one of those and try it out with some pretzels and see if that tastes any better. I'm up to always trying it out and everything. And I like the name. Was one of the names for your cookies granola meal cookies?
Yeah, like granola and oatmeal.
I like
kind
that.
Of like granola meal.
I like that name. I really like that name.
I know. I just love granola. I love that stuff. I mean, especially when it's sweet. It's all sweet and crunchy.
Yeah, she made so she had two entries into the fair. We'll tell you about it after the show. Yeah,
that's impressive.
So
I get to be the first one to try my sister's white bean chili. I'm so proud of her. Ever since she's moved into her own apartment, she has actually been cooking and doing all this stuff. So.
Right. So one of the things that while she's trying, I'm gonna tell this story. One of the things about the internet I started following Ashley off of another website. I think it was Louisville Bites. I think is the name of it. I think that was the website.
I think Louisville Hot Bites.
Yeah, it was one. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what it was. So I started following you on Twitter. You remember when I started following you on Twitter and everything? And then.
Yeah.
And then I can't remember how we came across. We were talking about, Renee and I were talking about, there's this girl that we follow on Twitter that talks about food and all this other stuff. And she lives here in Louisville and she's a black and it's just so awesome. And awesome. We was talking to the twins about it and they were like, that sounds like Ashley. And it was like, yeah, it's Ashley. And so it's funny that we actually met outside of, that's just the power of the internet and social media.
And it proves how small the city really is.
It's like, yeah,
it really does.
All right. So it's really does. So Jay's turn to try the white bean chili.
So go ahead and give your, synopsis.
It's really good, actually. She did a great job. It has thick chunks of chicken. You can tell that they've been in the sauce for a long time, so they've soaked up the juices and it's really awesome. It has a slight kick to it. It's not spicy, but it's just a slight kick to it. She said that she forgot the cumin, and it's actually not bad even without the cumin. So I'm proud of her. So Jake's still eating.
But yeah, it's pretty good. I can taste the, it seems like there's lime in there.
Yeah. That's just like a little bit of lime.
And it does need cumin. I'm sorry. No, I'm just playing. Cumin? I'm playing.
So, but I am really proud of her because they are not the cooking type. I don't even know what they make, but for a while, all she can make was macaroni and cheese, and dressing.
Right.
But now she's expanded out.
No, she's making like white bean chili and, mini dogs and stuff like that.
I know. So,
sorry, Ashley, you're not here to try some.
I know.
It's really good.
I know. This is torture.
it's so good.
Yeah, but you get to have pork chops and potatoes. I'm jealous.
I know.
That sounds good.
I know. So.
But see, I have to cook it, though.
Yeah.
So. I guess, Ashley, before we end the section of food and stuff like that, I mean, is there anything else with you being the Louisville food queen? in my mind, you are. You're like. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. I thought I lost you for a second.
You are the Louisville food queen. It's just awesome. I love your blog. And I love hearing all the food news and everything. So.
Yep. Well, cool. And with that.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Cool. All right. Well, we're going to head on into odds and ends, where we talk about just things that don't fit in any category that we have here, or it may fit and we just want to talk about it now. So. One of the things that happened this past week, there was an earthquake on the East Coast. Was that this week?
It was. It happened Tuesday last week.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I'm not sure if you felt it, Renee or Ashley, but I felt it while I was at work. It was funny.
I did.
You did?
I did not. I never feel these earthquakes when they happen, which I'm thankful for, but now I missed it.
Yeah, so I was sitting there at my desk, and all of a sudden, I felt like somebody was, like, moving my chair or something like that. I mean, it wasn't like a 5.8 or anything like that. It was more like I thought I was getting dizzy. That's what it felt like. I felt like I was getting dizzy, and I was like, oh gosh, what's going on? You know? So I thought I was getting sick or something, but then everybody in the building started standing up and everybody was like, did you feel that? You know?
I want to know why you felt it and I'm only eight blocks away and I didn't feel it.
Because I work in the clock tower building, which is a building that's a historical building. You know, it's the clock tower.
It's a little older.
Yeah, it's a little older. I mean, so.
I can see that.
So, yeah, we feel a lot of things. We feel when trucks go by, you know.
But one thing I didn't like, all the people in California were sticking up their nose and saying 5.8. That's nothing. You should see our hurricanes. And it's like. Oh,
the earthquakes?
Oh, sorry, earthquake. Yeah. No, yeah, the earthquake. Sorry. So, it's like, It's still an earthquake, and those buildings probably aren't prepared for any kind of earthquake or anything, so.
Right. So, folks need to chill out. And
chill out, hipsters.
Show a little empathy to the East Coasters, you know. Let there be no coast. Let the coast come together.
Oh, God.
You know.
And then another natural disaster happened, Hurricane Irene, which isn't as bad as everyone thought it was going to be. Thank goodness.
Right. Well, there were some people that thought they were okay, but then they end up having, you know, like flooded basements and stuff like that. So, just the folks out there on the East Coast, you guys be careful with that hurricane.
Yep. And, okay, this is hilarious. So when I first got my phone number, I started getting all these calls for this girl named Amber. And I would tell them, sorry, you have the wrong phone number, whatever. And, see, I got this phone number at least 4 years ago. Three?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been a long time. So the calls were kind of ebbed a little bit. But last week, I got a phone call and they left a voicemail. And it was a guy calling for Amber, offering her a job.
You want to know what kind of job?
Oh!
It was an office administrative assistant job. It wasn't a dirty job, Jay. Hush.
You never know. Could have been working down in what's it? What's that? Bacon Town.
What? Bacon Town.
Butchertown.
Butchertown. Bacon Town.
Bacon Town.
hey! You little villains, don't knock me. I only been here 3 years, so
you should know by now.
I'm still learning them. Hey, the only reason I said Bacon Town because sometimes when we're going to work, it smells like bacon.
Yes, it does smell like bacon. So, sometimes. But and I was like, I don't know what I should do. And Jay was like, here, I'll call him. So Jay called him and left a voicemail and told him that, you know, he had the wrong number so that maybe Amber could possibly get the job offer wherever she was.
I mean, times are hard. I mean, if I was Amber, I would be
thankful.
But the
thing is, though, if Amber really cared, she would have told everybody that she changed her phone number.
But it could have just been something from, like, monster.com or something that she probably didn't get a chance to go out and change.
Well, she should have changed
3 years later.
So, Amber, I hope you get that job wherever you are.
You go, girl.
Somewhere out there in Louisville. You go, girl. You get your job.
Yep.
So,
I am proud of Amber, and I don't even know her.
All right. And you have any odds and ends for us, Ashley?
Do you have anything else you were just going to throw in there that doesn't fit in the other categories?
You have any shout-outs? Well, we can do shout-outs later.
Yeah, we're going to shout-outs at the end.
Odds and ends. I don't really have any. Well, I always want to, like, I don't know, maybe this is a shout-out or a, hey, guys, you should go here, but the Root Cellar on 3rd and Hill Street, it's a local produce stand / store, but it's awesome, and you can get, like, local, you know, cheese and yogurt and milk. Ooh. And fruits and vegetables. And it's open every day but Monday. It's closed on Mondays, but it's really awesome. And it's a great way to support local businesses and local farmers.
Didn't they just open up?
I go there once a week.
Didn't they just open up?
It opened. Yeah, they opened at the beginning. Well, maybe a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Maybe the beginning of the summer. It's a really, I really love shopping there. I get all my produce from there now.
Right, because they actually, someone has shared it on Buzz at work. So, like, at work, we have this, this Buzz. Do you talk to Lewis often? So I work in the same company Lewis does.
Yeah, just kind of like via Twitter.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, so we have, like, this website or this, it's really weird. It's like it's Facebook/Twitter/website that where we can put stuff in for like classifieds. Like there's one called The Art of Eating where people talk about food. And someone actually did put that. It's called The Roots, you said?
Yeah, it's called The Roots.
It's called The Root Cellar.
Okay. So yeah, someone had put that up. And what we'll do, we'll get the show notes and we'll put that in the show notes as well in the odds and ends so that people that listen to the podcast that are local and stuff like that, they want to know more about it and definitely, yeah. Go check it out. We have to go by there and check it out, baby.
Yeah. Maybe we'll go by there maybe Wednesday after work or Thursday after work.
Go get me a watermelon. do they have cantaloupe down there?
Yeah, they have cantaloupe. I'm looking at their fresh fruits and vegetables.
Renee doesn't like cantaloupe. So
I do not.
That'd
I hate cantaloupe, but I love other things.
So. All right. And with that, we're going to the podcast of the week.
Podcast of the week.
All right. So the podcast of the week is going to be Final Score with Scott, Brian, and Nicole. That is Scott Johnson from the Frog Pant Studio and Brian Dunaway from the Deep Dirty South Carolina and Nicole Smagnolo.
Low
out there in Phoenix Dust Bowl, Arizona. And you can find them at finalscoreshow.com. And you can also follow them at Twitter at finalscoreshow. And what they do, they are a video game podcast where they talk totally about the things that they played, games that are coming out, gaming news. They even have a kickback session, a throwback session of just the classic arcade games. Like they were talking about Luigi's Mansion that some of us played that was a long time ago where
on the GameCube,
you know, so all those games when we were growing up and stuff like that, they bring those up and they talk about those. And it's a really good show. I mean, you have two guys and a lady, talking about some of the games that they have, and it's very diverse and they have different tastes. And one thing that I noticed from the show is that Nicole is always finishing games and the guys aren't. So I guess that's saying something about us guy gamers. We don't finish.
I have a problem with finishing video games. It takes me a long time. I'll do it, but it takes me a long time.
You're trying to debunk my argument already, man.
I am.
I'm trying. But yeah, so, do you have any, do you check out any podcasts, Ashley, while you're at work? I know you're busy.
Yeah. Well, I love listening to podcasts while I'm cooking or cleaning or anything like that. Some of my favorites, I love NPR podcasts like Wait, Don't Tell Me, which is like a news trivia
game show. Yeah, game I love show. It. I love that show.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
And I listen to a lot of the Savage Love podcast. Dan Savage is a he's like a relationship sex advice columnist, and it's not for the faint of heart,
right?
This podcast, but it's you learn a lot about relationships and adult relationships.
I've heard of Dan Savage.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's definitely an adult podcast, but you learn a lot, and some of the questions are just, you know, hey, I have really bad scars from some condition I had when I was a kid. How do I meet people? Versus, you know, up to more, I guess, like more adult things. But it's very interesting, and his advice is really interesting. So I like that one a lot too. And I just discovered Aisha Tyler has a new podcast started. I really like that.
Yeah, and that one right there is definitely. Not for the children. Yeah, I started listening to that as well. And she, I asked her on Twitter if she's going to be down at Dragon Con, because she knows she goes to some of the cons and stuff, so she never did reply. So we'll see.
Aw, boo.
Well, actually, I have to look on the app and see if she is going to be there.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. But it would be kind of cool. So, I have to ask everybody. We don't have a lot of feedback this week. It's been a busy week for us, and I'm pretty sure it has been for everybody else. But when you get a chance, we just ask that you could please
contact us, damn it.
Please contact us. Because we like to hear back from our listeners and, those that listen to us. If you need to contact us, you can reach, Renee and I, by email at valentineblog@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentine.com.
The podcast Twitter feed is at valentineblog, and Jay's Twitter feed is the cowboy, that's CAOBOI. And my Twitter feed is the ice flow.
And Ashley, how would you like for people to get in contact with you if they want to, you know, find out what's good to eat in Louisville if they come to visit?
Well, my Twitter feed is Ashley Clark, and that's AshleeClark. And then there's my website, ashleyeats.com, or you can contact me at Gmail. My address is ashleyclark@gmail.com. And you got to make sure you put that L in there, because there's an Ashley Clark in Ohio that gets a lot of my emails.
You know what? I don't understand, Ashley. Renee has her middle initial in her email. I have my middle initial in my email. And when we give our email out, we have the same problem. People don't want to put the middle initial in.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's somebody out there getting my email. So.
Right. Somebody getting mine too.
Well, Ashley, this has been awesome. Thank you for coming on. I'm so excited.
Right. And you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You were our first Skype guest. How's that?
I think this is really neat.
You have set the bar high.
Yep. Anybody else that comes after you, they better know their stuff. That's all I gotta say.
Yep. So with that, our outro music is going to be "Wake Ups" by Salva.
Saliva. No,
Salva. It's not saliva. It's by Salva, and this is one of the featured artists from the South by Southwest 2011. So. You all have a great week. Thank you, Ashley, for coming on the show. And we will see you next week.
Bye, well, everybody. Thank you, guys. Bye.